Welcome, everybody.
欢迎大家。
You probably see the news. There's a lot of things going on.
你们可能最近是不是看了新闻呢？
And make sure that our eyes are focused on Jesus.
那就算是看这么多不好的负面新闻呢，我们也仍然。
And don't try and interpret what's going on.
乱来去解读这些新闻到底意味着什么？
Most important thing in a time of uncertainty is don't try and find out, is this the end time?
千万不要说一有听到什么灾难灾祸的，然后就说，哎呀，是不是末日要来了？
It's a waste of time, don't try and find out.
真的很浪费时间，千万不要把我们的那个眼光放在这上
面。Instead, ask yourself this question.
反而是应该问自己这个问题。
Am I ready for Jesus?
那我是不是自己对耶稣来说，我自己准备好了？
Jesus can come back anytime.
如果耶稣确实再回来了，怎么办？
Am I ready?
我是不是已经准备好了呢？
Jesus is not interested in your end time theories.
耶稣对你的那个末日的这个原则哈，已经没有什么兴趣的。
He's interested in our hearts.
他更看重的是你我的内心。
Amen. And if you truly believe something's happening,
就算你
then make sure your family is saved.
就算你自认为啊，就算末世要来了什么的，你也要确保你的家人是得救的。
And if Jesus is coming back, make sure you've got nothing to be ashamed of.
那就算你这么确定什么末日要来了，那你也要确定你自己站在耶稣面前站得都稳。
Don't spend all your efforts in trying to find out is this the end time.
不要花很多的时间去想啊，到底是不是末日啊，是不是跟圣经讲的末日有关那样。
Instead, find out who Jesus is.
但是要更多的去认识主。
Amen. So whatever's going on.
所以不管发生了什么。
At the end of the day, it's in God's hand.
最后，我们都知道我们是在神的手中。
We pray for the peace in our nation.
所以我们为我们的国家的平安祷告。
And the peace in the Middle East.
还有在那些中东的国家的安全祷告。
Whatever happened, no matter how messy it is.
不管你觉得看起来那些战乱有多乱。
One thing you got to remember, God is in charge.
你一直要知道掌权的是神。
Even though these things are going on.
就算有这样的灾难发生。
Believe it or not.
你相信吗？
God is still sovereign.
神仍然是有主权的。
Amen. So, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord,
主啊
I pray for the wisdom of that your wisdom, Lord, to be upon all leaders in this world, including our prime minister.
主啊，我们祷告，你把你的智慧放到我们的每个国家的领导人当中，特别是英国的领导人。
I pray, Lord.Good decisions will be made.
主要我们祷告，他们会在你的智慧底下做出正确的决定。
There will be peace in the Middle East.
我也祷告，在中东的地区有你的平安在。
Peace in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷有你的平安。
And I just ask you, God, protect people, Lord.
主啊，你来保护人民。
And then during this time, Lord, may you remind your church.
主啊，在这个时候，让你更加的提醒你的教会肢体们。
It is that we have the power.
就是我们手上有你的权柄。
To stand in the gap.
可以站在那些破口当中
and pray for this world.
可以为这世界来祷告
So I thank you Lord for everyone who pray.
所以祷告我们为这些代祷者这些祷告的勇士们谢谢你
And may you give us more strength and wisdom.
你要给我们更多的智慧和力量
In Jesus name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
Now today I want to look at The book of Jonah in some detail.
今天我们要来看看约拿书，再看看不同的细节。
And God asked Jonah twice this question.
有一个问题呢，是神问约拿两次的。
Which is the heading for this, the theme for this sermon.
就是你今天看到我们的讲题。
Is it right for you to be angry?
你这样发怒对吗
？You see, if God asked us that question, is it right for you to be angry?
如果神这样问你说，你这样发怒对吗
？You see, sometimes we just think of anger as an emotion.
很多人把发怒只是解读成一种情绪的感受。
But Jonah reveals to us there's something deeper than that.
但
Jonah wasn't just angry. There was something that's making him angry.
那约拿的发怒的原因还不一样哦。
And that's why today it doesn't matter, right? We are probably angry 10-20 times a day.
那可能呢，我们的一天脑生二十几次气。
Angry what we see on TV.
啊，看电视的时候也生气。
Angry with a cat, angry with a dog.
看到狗也生气，看到猫也生气。
Angry with our job.
看到我们的工作也生气。
We're angry.
那天天都是那种生气啊，愤怒的
状态。And we're not very happy.
然后呢，看着一点都不喜乐。
Amen. And so, There are times why we ignore and we don't ask this question, why am I so angry?
很多时候我们都忘了问自己一个问题，我的生气的原因是什么？
Because God is asking Jonah this question, is it right for you to be angry?
因为神呢就问了约拿这个问题两遍，说你这样发怒对吗？
So what happened?
发生了什么事呢？
Right, in case you've forgotten about the book of Jonah,
如果你说你还没有读过或者是忘记了那个故事的内容的话，
Now Jonah is a prophet and he's a real prophet.
约拿是神的先知，真先知。
He's named as a prophet in 2 Kings chapter 14.
在列王记下的第十四章我们看到他的名字是这样，封为先知。
So he's not just a children's story of somebody who's got swallowed by a fish.
完全不是像主日学里面想的那样，就是我们听故事啊，有一个先知被吃到鱼肚子里去了。
So he's a real person.
他是一个真实的人。
And also Jesus mentioned him.
耶稣还提到过约拿呢。
So both 2 Kings and Jesus confirmed that Jonah is a real prophet.
所以不管是列王记下呢，还是主耶稣自己的话语，都很确认的告诉我们，约拿是一位先知。
And how do we know the story is correct? It's real.
那我们怎么知道这个故事是真还是假呢？
Because Jesus quoted it.
因为耶稣自己都拿了约拿的故事来说。
In other words, there was a prophet called Jonah, and he did get swallowed by a big fish.
所以事实就是真的是有这么一位先知，然后他真的是有被吃到鱼肚子里去。
It makes a good child story, but it's real.
虽然主日学的小朋友最爱这种读这种故事，但是真的是真的。
Because Jesus mentioned it.
因为耶稣自己都有用这个故事。
Amen. So that is settled.
所以这个我们确定了再说。
So God called Jonah to go to Nineveh, which is a very wicked city.
神叫约拿去尼尼微，是当时一个很犯罪、罪恶的城市。
To prophesy to them so that they may repent.
要为尼尼微的人说话，要他们来悔改。
And Jonah did not like that.
然后约拿就很不喜欢这份工作。
Because he wanted to see God's judgment.
因为他想看到神来好好审判一下这个尼尼微。
Not God's kindness.
他不想看到神的恩慈来着。
And that's why, brothers and sisters, we got to be careful, because Christians often talk about God's judgment.
那我们就要小心了，因为基督徒呢，就经常会喜欢讲一些关于神的审判的事。
And we interpret events in the world in our city. Is God judging our city? Is God judging UK or is God judging America?
所以当我们看到国家的各种征战啊，什么东西发生的时候，我们就开始认为是神在审判这个国家了。
And so, in other words, we want God to judge people.
换句话说呢，好像我们心里有点切切的希望神就是来审判这些坏人所谓的。
Because it makes us feel yes.
因为感觉到神审判我们眼中的犯人的时候，我们就感觉很爽。对不对？
Often we want God to do those things to people.
经常我们就看到神来审判我们看不顶不顺的人呢，我们觉得很爽。
To judge a person, teach him a lesson.
我们就会觉得神啊，你好好的来审判一下，然后给他们教一堂功课来试试。
But Jonah knows God.
但是呢，约拿又真的很认识神。
And he knows that his nature is to forgive.
他知道神是很有恩慈的神。
And so when God asked him to go to And so when God is asking him to go to Nineveh,
所以神呢就要约拿去尼尼微那个地方。
He didn't want to go.
他不想去。
In other words, he disobeyed God.
换句话说呢，他是不顺服神。
And that's how strongly he felt about it.
这就是他当时感受有多么强烈了。
How many of us dare to say no to God?
你们当中有多少人敢直接这么打脸的说不要不去？
You see, most of us would say not me.
很多人都说啊，不是我，换个人。
Yeah, but however, if you felt as strongly as Jonah, or God is dealing with something that you feel strongly about, you would say no.
如果你真的是感受到当时约拿的那种强烈的感受，你就会直接对着神的脸说，我不要。
And we do say no.
然后我们很多时候也有这样的情况，是不是？
And we refuse to let God get into something.
我们很多时候会拒绝神去参与某件事情。
You see, all of us, we have something that we don't want to obey God in.
很多我们每个人生命中间都有那么一个地方我们是不想神碰的。
And it is a no-go area in our hearts.
那是我们心里藏的最深的一个地方，我们是希望谁都不要来碰的。
See, God wanted to get into that place.
那神就很想走深到那个地方去。
And so you will find, right, that in the book of Jonah, if you read it carefully, you will see God's hand working on something that we could easily miss.
那你要真的认认真真看约拿书的话，你会发现神做事啊，他会去到那些人都很忽视的地方的深处来触摸你的。
I've read Jonah many, many times, but and I miss it because I'm so focused on the fish.
我呢读约拿书我是喜欢读了所以读了很多遍可是我每次都没有看到有一个细节因为我每次就光想到那个被鱼吞吃的事情
But then God is really want to do something to Jonah.
但其实神是真的想在约拿的身上做些事情的
And so God when he wants to work in your life he will arrange a way of dealing with you.
所以如果神真的是想要来真的处理你的话他会找到你身体最深处的东西来找到那个重要点
And so in this passage, you will see the word appointed used three times.
你在这里面呢，你会看到有一个词哦，出现了三次，它被翻译成安排，但是你可以说是去恩高啊、
God,
暗定啊、暗立啊。
God appointed three different things to deal with as tools to deal with Jonah.
神是特意安排了三个特定的事情来处理约拿。
If God appoints things to deal with Jonah.He will appoint things to deal with you and me.
如果神是这样的一个神，他会专门安排三件特别的事情，管一管约拿的话，那他对你和对我其实方法也差不多。
Sometimes, but the problem is we don't know it's coming from God.
那可惜的就是很多时候其实我们都不知道原来神干的这件事情。
Amen. So we see the in chapter 1 verse 17.It says, and the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
约拿书的一章十七节，就看第一个安排哦。他说，耶和华安排一条大鱼吞下了约拿，约拿在鱼腹中三日三夜。
The word appointed there can also be translated as ordained.
那这里面讲的安排，其实还有一种翻译就是案例。
In other words, God has given the big fish a ministry.
换句话说呢，神呢给了这个鱼一份很重要的事工。
His ministry was to swallow Jonah up.
他最重要的事工和使命就是要把约拿吞下去。
Can you imagine when the fish is growing up and his mother said, "You know, you eat a lot."
你可以想象那只鱼啊，它在长大的过程当中，那个鱼妈妈对他说：“哇，你每天吃太多东西了。
”And the fish.Just keep growing, keep growing, keep growing until it becomes very big fish.
然后这个鱼呢就越吃越大，越吃越肥，最后就变成了一只又肥又大的鱼。
You know the fish would say to us, "Why am I so big?"
然后那个鱼呢就可能一生都在疑问说，为什么我就是成了胖人呢？
Then realize that he has been appointed.
他就没有想到，原来他有这么重要的一个事工哦。
He needed to be big.
他需要就是肚子很大
，so that he can swallow a disobedient prophet.
才能够吞下去一个非常不听话的先知。
And so Jonah was swallowed up by the fish, and he was there for 3 days and 3 nights.
所以约拿呢就被大鱼吞下了，然后在他的腹中待了三日三夜。
Now the most beautiful part of the book is chapter 2.
那我觉得最好看的就是最美好的就是第二章。
Jonah's prayer.
就是约拿在腹中的祷告。
It is written in it is written in what we call the prophetic past tense.
这里面写的是一个先知性的预言，但是是用过去式写的。
You notice why he speaks in the past tense of something that's going to happen in the future, but it is so certain that's going to happen that is actually in the past tense. In other words, I have already won before you start.
那换句话说就是好像他约拿讲的那个祷告词用的是过去式好像是过去发生了但其实他在预言后面将要发生的事情就有点像你还没有去参加比赛但是你说我会赢就是这么很确定
so, you understand prophetic past tense means let's say if I'm going to run a race you say I have already won before you even started
我说的这种
that's prophetic past
我说这种过去式的预言其实就是在说我还没参加比赛呢可是我已经非常确定我这个比赛赢定了。
And not only is it written in that kind of grammar, but it's also done in a poetic way.
所以他不光是用这种过去式的预言的语法来写，他同时也是非常有诗意的写出来。
To express how Jonah feels.
可以能够真的表达出当时在鱼腹里头的约拿是什么样的感受。
And what this reveals is Jonah knows God.
这里面他的祷告中，你能够真的听到约拿真认识神。
God knows, Jonah knows God's way.
他知道神是什么样的神。
And when he's in trouble, he really knows how to pray.
当他真的麻烦来的时候，他真的知道怎么祷告的。
He doesn't pray in a panic way. He prays in a prophetic past tense way.
他不是像别人的那种祈求的方式来祷告，他是用那种过去式的预言式的方式来祷告。
And let's see in chapter 2, verse 1.
我们来看看他的祷告。
Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly.And he said, I cry out to the Lord because of my affliction. And he answered me out of the belly of the show, I cried, and you heard me. Heard my voice.
约拿书二章一到二节，约拿在鱼腹中向耶和华他的神祷告说，我在患难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，我从阴间的深处呼求，你就伏听我的声音。
Do you see how the prophetic path is working?
你能够
He's so certain that God has heard him.
你要特别是看英文能看到这个语法，他是用的过去式的这种预言方式，他确定神听到他了。
Here he is, right, inside the belly, he's being digested.
你可以想象吗？他在鱼腹里面正在被消化当中。
He can't see.
他又看不清楚，看不见。
It's smelly.
然后他又觉得好臭。
And this is a miracle that he's still alive.
哦，很奇怪，就是他怎么还活着呢？
Because the belly is full of acid.
因为在腹中应该是有很多胃酸才对吧？
And yet, look at him. I cry out to the Lord because of my affliction. Out, right, out of the belly, I cry out for voice, right, And he said, "You heard my voice."
他这里面就讲到，特别是讲到他前面祷告了一段，他就说：“你确实伏听，听到了我的声音。”
How many of you, when you pray, can you say that God, you hear my voice?
那你们祷告的时候没有这样的自信，很确定你们祷告就被听到了？
I know you hear my prayer.
你还说主啊，我就知道你听到我讲话了。
And that's how Jonah prayed.
你知道这就是约拿祷告的方式。
He is certain that God has heard.
他非常确定神听到了他。
And in verse 3 and 4, he says.
第三到四节。
For you cast into the deep.Into the heart of the sea, and the floods surround me, and your billows and waves pass over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple.
你将我投下深渊，直到海心，大水环绕我，你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。我说，我从你眼前被驱逐，然而我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
He's saying, I'm in the belly of the fish, and the fish is in the middle of the ocean, and all and all what's going on is the waves are just bellowing over, what going through on the top.
你能够感受到这种画面吗？他说：“我现在人就在鱼肚子里，可是这个鱼肚子竟然在海的最中心的地方。然后我上面下面都有大水回绕我，我还能感觉那些波涛汹涌的在漫过我的身体。”
He didn't say the oceans billows and waves. He said your billows and your waves. He didn't say the oceans billows and waves. He said your capital Y.Your God, your billows and waves.
他其实他在强调的是神与他的一个同在，所以他说不是说我没有说我在大海的底下，我是说神你自己也在大海的底下，波涛漫过我身。
Is he here? He's here. It actually is repeating Psalm 42. Your billows and waves, they wash over me.
其实他所引用的是诗篇四十二篇说的，你的波涛洪浪都漫过我身。
See what he's basically saying. I'm in the middle of the belly, and the fish is in the middle of the deep sea in the ocean, in the sea. And yet you are coming over me.
他说：“我现在的位置就是在鱼肚子里，鱼肚子竟然在海的正中心。然后我能够感觉到主啊，你在围绕着我。”
Sometimes we feel like that.
很多时候我们就是这样的感受。
When we've done something wrong.
当我们做错事的时候。
Or when we're in trouble.
当我们麻烦来了时候
It feels like we are in the belly of the fish.
我们就感觉像是进到了鱼肚子的那种感觉
Something we need to learn from Jonah.
这是我们可以从约拿所学习到的
No matter how deep in trouble you are.
不管你的那个麻烦有多大
No matter how lost you feel you are,
不管你觉得已经丧失到什么程度迷失
and in what pain level you are at,
不管你觉得那个痛苦到了什么程度
one thing for sure is,
但有一点很确定
you feel certain I'm going to die.
你都基本上确定好像 我会死
Yet, God's presence is over you.
但是你却感到神的同在就在你的上面漫过我身
Amen. That's what this is trying to depict.
这就是这个图画所想描述的。
Jesus said, "I was in the." He said, "Like Jonah, I'm free as he was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish. The Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in hell."
其实耶稣当时引用的就是约拿的这句话。他说约拿是三日三日在鱼的肚子里，可是神的儿子却要三日三日在地狱里。
The thing is, God is still with him.
但是神仍然与他同在。
His waves and billows will still.Wash over him.
神的波涛洪涛仍然漫过他的身体。
So this is what I want to encourage everyone. No matter what circumstance you find yourself in, as though you are in deep, deep trouble.
不管你现在在什么样的光景当中，就算你觉得你在最糟糕的深渊痛苦之处。
And you're in the middle of nowhere.
就算你觉得你现在无路可逃。
You are in the pit.
你就觉得你在深渊深沟里了。
It is certain death.
你感觉我死定了。
And yet, for Jonah,
但是约拿
is still saying, God, those waves that go over the fish, they're yours. You're coming.
他仍然在强调说，你的波浪洪涛漫过我身，主啊，你在这里。
And then in the Hebrew, in verse 4, there's some very, very interesting language that's used.
那希伯来文的原文在第四节看就更有意思了。
He said, then I said, I've been cast out of your sight.
这里面讲是我从你的眼前被驱除。
It's basically in Hebrew saying, your eyes are against me.
换句话说就是你的眼睛现在狠狠地盯着瞪着我。就对我很
We translate cast out. But in Hebrew said, your eyes are against me.
就是你的眼睛现在那个眼神是
In other words, it means when I look into your eyes, you're against me.
就是你能够感觉到，你一看他的眼神，你说哇，他是跟我对立的。
Jonah is acknowledging God because of my disobedience, you're against me.
所以约拿是非常的清楚，因为我没听话，所以你现在眼神看着我是狠狠的盯着我的。
How many of us sometimes feel that God is against us?
你有没有这种感觉，就是神的眼神很犀利的盯着
？Sometimes our disobedience causes God to send His fish.
很多时候因为我们不顺服神就真的是把他的鱼放到给我们
Sometimes certain things happen to us It's God's fish
很多事情有很多事情发生在我们的身上可是我们就看不明白呢其实是神给的鱼
And then we are trapped
然后我们就装到鱼里头了
And then we ignore And like Jonah we acknowledge God's eyes are against me
就像那我们就像约拿当时的状况一样我们很清楚神的那个很钉钉的眼神
It's better that God's eyes are against you than the devil's eyes against you.
不过换句话说呢，就是如果是神狠狠地望着你，总比魔鬼狠狠地望着你强。
Because even though you're against me, Lord, like this verse is basically saying.
这个经文意思就是说，就算你的眼睛狠狠地盯着我。
The word yet.
他说，但是然而。
But.
但是。
I will look again toward your holy temple.
我仍然要仰望你的圣殿。
Now, he's in the belly of the fish. How can he look?
他在鱼的肚子里怎么看得到圣
殿呢? What can he see?
你能看到什么?
He can only see darkness.
你只能看到一片黑暗而已。
He can't see anybody.
你看不到人啊。
And yet he said, my eyes
但他却说我的眼睛
will look towards your temple.
会有仰望你的圣殿。
In other words, in my desperation, my hope is still in you.
换句话说就算我现在这么的迫切我的希望仍然是在你的里面。
Why his holy temple?
为什么是讲圣殿?
Because in the Old Testament, God is found in the holy temple.
因为在旧约的人他们觉得神就是在圣殿里面。
In the New Testament, we don't have to look to the holy temple. We can just look into our hearts.
在新约的我们就不用再眼睛望圣殿了我们是眼睛望到里面的基督。
God is here.
神是在基督在我们里面。
Now the word look is not just look.
那这里面的仰望说的不是看一眼而已哦。
It means look intently.
是那个是很注视的
staring,
关注视的
beholding,
一直盯着的这种望着。
In other words, Jonah is in the middle of the belly of the fish, And he looked and he focused on God.
你可以想象，就是约拿在鱼的肚子里面边叹气，边他的眼睛是直勾勾的盯着的神。
Why?
为什么？
Because God is his only hope.
因为神当时是他唯一的盼望了。
And that's what the belly of the fish does to you.
这就是鱼腹可以对你所做的一个益处。
God wanted him to focus on him, on God.
神想要约拿全神贯注地盯着他自己。
Sometimes certain things happen in our lives.
所以当我们生命中有很多的问题出现的时候，
we don't know why.
我们自己也解释不出原因。
We don't know what's going on.
我们也不知道发生什么事情。
Well, it is a big fish.
但是我们就感觉我自己在鱼肚子里面困住了。然后你就觉得你困在鱼肚子里了。
God wants to, for the fish to bring you towards him.
神就想让把借着这个鱼把你带着跟他更近的位置上。
And when I look back at my life,
当我来回想我的一生，
glad of God's fish.
我很感谢主给我发鱼了。
It was not pleasant.
那个放鱼肚子的感觉是不好的。
I didn't like it.
我也不喜欢。
You don't like it. We don't like it.
你也不喜欢在鱼肚子里，我也不想在鱼肚子里。
But when we look back,
但是当我们回想这一切，
thank God for bringing me back.
我们感谢神借着鱼肚子让我们跟他越来越靠近了。
It is like God's. It is like God's fishing rod.He hooked you back.
就好像神用一个钓鱼竿把那个鱼直接给勾回到自己的面前了。
Amen. If that's happening to you or anybody online is happening to you,
如果这个感受真的发生在你身上的话，
your job is to look towards His temple.
所以你的重要的最重要的事情就是要专注在神的圣殿。
Don't just look at, don't look at God's eyes against you, but look towards.In a temple where God is there for you.
你不用老是想着神是狠狠地在盯着你这件事情，而是你自己的眼目完全地专注在圣殿里的神。
And so, remember I say that in chapter 2 is written like a poem.
因为我刚才我有说到第二章就是很有诗的感觉。
You will find that verse 3 and 4 is repeated in another imagery.
你可以看到这个第三节、第四节又换了一种图继续描述。
Exactly the same thing is being said twice.
同样的图画，但是用不同的语言把它描述出来。
Here is in the middle of the belly of the fish, surrounded by water.
那我们刚才说的是在鱼肚子里面，然后旁边是大水围绕。
Verse 5 is repeating.
然后第五节就继续开始重复这个画
面。He said, "The water surround me, even to my soul."The deep clothes around me, weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountain. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God.
五到六节说，重水环绕我，几乎淹灭我，重深渊也围住我，海草都缠绕我的头，我下沉到山的根基，地的门栓将我永远的关住。耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的生命从地府里救出来。
So like the water surrounding him, he said, it's like me going down to, into the below the mountain.
他说那个被环重水环绕的感觉就好像是下沉到神的根基一样。
Deep into the pit of the earth.
就感觉到了下到了地的最深的深沟之处。
Imprisoned there.
在那里被关住了。
With a gate closed.
就大门关住把我关在那里了。
It's the same description.
就是同样的这样的描述。
The belly now turned into the pit of the earth.
你知道他就是把刚才的鱼腹现在换一个方法说就是关到地心里面关到地沟感觉那个关到地沟还不够上面还重重的压了大山
there is no way of escaping.
换句话说就是你怎么都逃不出来的意思
Amen. Verse 7
第七节
When my soul fainted within me I remembered the Lord my prayer and went up to you into your holy temple
第七节说我心灵发昏时就想起耶和华我的祷告进入你的圣殿达到你面前
Previously we saw that he looked intently at the holy temple
刚才我们有看到他是专注在圣殿上
Here it talks about I run out of energy
这里面讲到我就心灵发昏我都没有劲了
My heart is faint
我的心灵发昏
But I remember the Lord
但是我想起了耶和华
And how does he go to the Lord
他怎么样去耶和华那里？
How do you go to the Lord?
你们是怎么去耶和华那里？
Do you come to the church?
你们是来教会去找耶和华吗？
How do we approach the Lord?
你们到底平时是怎么去亲近耶和华？
In the Old Testament, they had to go to the temple.
在旧约里头的人，他们真的人要到圣殿里面才去。
For us, we pray.
但如今的新约的我们在祷告。
That's how you reach the Lord.
所以这就是我们能够跟主有关联、有连接的方式。
It doesn't matter that if you're in the middle, if you are down in the depths of the pit, and you pray to the Lord, He will come for you.
不管你人在哪，哪怕你就是到了海的最底下，进入了地心，你的祷告也会达到神的面前。
Tell your brothers and sisters when we are in trouble.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们有碰到困难的时候
，and you find yourself in the middle of a prison.
当你发现你自己已经进入了一种牢笼的时候
，and you can't escape whatever is binding you.
你发现你不管怎么你都逃不出去，就有一种捆绑和枷锁把你捆住。
Or you find yourself in an impossible situation.
然后你发现你自己在一种完全出不来的可能了。
Learn from Jonah.
向约拿学习。
Look to the temple.
眼睛直望着圣殿。
Pray to the temple.
向圣殿祷告。
Amen. Amen. So, he was there.
所以他在那里。
I didn't put the rest of the chapter there.
我没有把所有的经文都放上去哦。
And finally, Jonah, he finished his prayer.
终于呢，就是约拿祷告完了。
Whatever prayer he prayed, it was a fantastic prayer.
不管他当时你看了那个第二章祷告挺长的，反正是非常棒的祷告。
Because the very last verse of that chapter it reads like this.Then the fish vomited him out.
反正呢，就你现在需要知道，就是在第二章的最后一节呢，就说那个鱼终于把它给吐出来了。
He came into the dry land.
他当时被吐出，还吐个好地方，吐到了地上，干地上。
He wasn't like that and then on the beach.
他不是把它就吐回到水里，或者是呢水滩上。
Remember where the fish was.
你要记得当时那个鱼在哪里。
In the middle of the sea.
他在深海里面的鱼哦。
So Jonah must have ended up being puked, right? It must be like a rocket.
我在想他是怎么吐出来的，是从地心里面直接穿过水吐到干地上。
And shot out very far.
就像那个子弹的抛物线一样。
And then bang, landed.
然后突然就像抛物线子弹一样就掉到地上的那
种。Amazing burp, right?
然后我觉得哇，这种是一个是那个鱼打了一个大嗝吗？这样子把它打出来的。
And then he landed.
反正他就是最后到了干地上。
And then Jonah obediently, he went and preached.
然后呢，约拿这次听话了，所以他就去到了尼尼微，很顺服的做了他该做的。
But to his disappointment,
但是他到后来又失望。
The Ninevites repented.
他后来就是很失望说，说尼尼微的人竟然悔改了。
And that's really chapter 2 and 3.
这就是我们没有放到这里的，但是第二章和第三章的内容。
So that's chapter 3.
第三章的内容。
Then we come to chapter 4 is where I want to focus.
那我们现在再来注意到第四章写什么。
Because chapter 4 is about God delivering him.
第四章是看神怎么去释放他的。
Now you won't be able to see this, right, from just reading.
你就是光读，你可能读不到那感觉。
The actual Hebrew tell you something a little bit more than the English language.
那你如果去看希伯来原文的话，你会觉得比读英文的这个感觉是有意思多了。
And it is interesting because there you see God's heart.
因为你从这个原文里面能够看到神的
心。Because if you just read chapter 4, you're thinking, what is that about?
你要是光读，比如说英文版、中文版的圣经，可能看不到这一点。
Let me tell you, chapter 4 is about how God delivers.Jonah.
所以第四章就是神是怎么样释放约拿的。
Delivering him from what?
从哪里释放出来的？
Everybody say Ra.
Ra 这个词是原希伯来文的词。
Ra
从 Ra 这个地方出来的。
Means evil.
指的是邪恶。
So chapter 4, verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly.And he became angry.
第一节，四章一节，这是令约拿大大不悦，甚至要发怒。
What it means, right? Jonah saw God's forgiveness as evil.
竟然当时约拿看到神宽恕了尼尼微，他觉得这是一个很邪恶的作为。
If you look at your English Standard Version, you see a footnote, you see a side note saying evil. So,what I'm saying is correct.
如果你去看那个英文标准版的那个英文的话，你会发现它有一个那个脚本专门解释
displease
就是 evil 的意思，就是邪恶的意思。
But for Jonah, he see evil, evil.
但是 约拿他看着邪恶，却叫他邪恶。
Displease is evil. It's actually the Hebrew word for evil.
这里面的不悦、不高兴，其实原文是指的邪恶。
And exceedingly is also evil.
而且这个大大不悦也是邪恶。
And what happened is that when the way Hebrew works is that when you use two words consecutively, it means very.
所以当希伯来文它重复两个词，一模一样的词在重复，它就是在强调它的重要性，非常非常非常。
So Jonah saw what's happening to the Ninevites being forgiven as something very evil.
所以约拿呢，看到尼尼微的人竟然被饶恕了，他觉得神怎么这么邪恶啊
？That's why he became angry.
这是为什么他在发怒
？Now what he doesn't realize that.He is very evil.
那约拿自己就没有意识到，原来其实最邪恶的是他自己。
The only reason why he saw this forgiveness as evil because he himself is full of evil.
他之所以看到饶恕这件事情竟然是邪恶的，那他其实自己才是那个邪恶的。
And that explains why he's angry.
这就能看让我们真正看到他发怒的原因。
Roman calls it sin in him. Roman calls it sin.Reigning in a man.
罗马书描述的是罪在人的里面作王。
And that explains why we are angry without control.
这就是以解释我们发怒的真正的原因是什么。
That's why Romans chapter 6, do not let sin dominate you.
这是为什么罗马书第六章说不要让罪在你的里面作王。
Do not let sin rule over you.
不要让罪在你的里面掌权。
Because it will bring out.This work of the flesh.
因为他会带出这肉体的行为。
So the reason why Jonah was angry because something in him is making him angry.
为什么约拿会生气？其实他生气的是里头的罪。
What God was doing was something good.
神所做的其实本是一件良善的事情。
He saw it as evil.
但是他的里面却看这个事情为邪恶。
And here lies our problem.
这个就从这个就能够看到我们自己的问题了。
Many times we can't see what God is doing.
很多时候我们自己的眼目看不到神的作为。
Many times we can't see what other people are doing.
很多时候我们的眼目也看不到很多别人的作为。
Many times we misunderstand something.
很多时候我们可能误解了一些事
情。We are a bias about something.
那我们经常其实看东西都是片面的。
So therefore we get angry.
然后我们 就因为自己的片面的一面之词就开始发怒生气。
Because we're ignoring something in us is making us angry.
而我们最没有看见的可惜是我们没有看到自己的里面是里头的那个罪让我们如此的发怒。
What you need is deliverance.
其实我们真正需要的是一种释放。
Amen. This is how God delivered.
这就是我们要看神怎么样释放约拿。
Well, we don't know whether he got delivered or not. But we know this is what God is doing to him.
那我们也不知道现在我们是不是有这样的被释放的经历，但是我们先来看看他对约拿是怎么做的。
So something in him is making him angry.
所以是约拿里头的罪让他这么的发怒。
It's something that is bad, something that is evil that's dwelling in him.
是他里面的邪恶让他如此生气。
Romans call it sin.
罗马书里面说的叫罪。
Or the flesh.
或者肉体。
Something is a fallen nature.
是一种堕落的肉体。
And so verse 2 said, So he prayed to the Lord and said, Ah, Lord, was it not that what I said when I was still in my country?
约拿就向耶和华祷告说耶和华啊这不就是我仍在本国的时候所说的吗
He's saying, God, I knew this would happen.
神啊我就知道你会这么干事情的。
And then the second part of verse 2,Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are gracious, merciful, God, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm.
因为我知道你是有恩惠、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，而且还会改变心意，不降下灾难。那我就是因为这样，我才急速的逃往他失去的呀。
I've experienced this once.
我有这样的经验哦。
And I know exactly how Jonah felt.
我就是很能体会到约拿当时的心情。
What's making what sometimes irritate us is that God is so nice.
你知道有时候很烦人的是，就是神怎么这么有爱呢
？He's so merciful.
他怎么这么有恩慈呢
？He's so forgiving.
他怎么这么有怜悯呢
？And we love it when we are in the wrong.
那我们要是犯错的那个人呢？我觉得这样的神就很棒。
When we have done wrong.
如果我们是那个做错事的
we can sing about it.
我们就会赞美主啊
we can worship about it.
我们会敬拜主啊
Oh God, you are slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness、
哦主啊、
towards me.
你是不轻易发怒的神你是有丰盛慈爱的神
How many of you are glad that God is like that?
你们是不是就有这种感受
Unfortunately, when you want God to deal with your enemy, you don't want him to be like that.
但不幸的是如果你想要神好好的教训一下你的敌人的时候你就不想要看到他的怜悯了
You want God to use his biggest thunderbolt,
你想让
his biggest and most, you know, biggest fire.
你想要神对那个人天打雷劈
You want God to use some of his supernatural power to burn your enemy to ashes.
你想让人用他最超自然的那种火球给他天打雷劈一顿
But Jonah is disappointed.
所以当时约拿就很失望
He said, that's why.I didn't want to go and preach. I knew you were like that.
他说这就是为什么我当时就不想去给你传道的原因我就知道你就会反悔的。
And then he lists out God's character.
我就知道你起码他还了解神是个什么样的神。
The same thing that Moses saw on the Mount Sinai.
就和摩西在西奈山所见到的神是一样的神。
Gracious, merciful.
是有恩慈有怜悯的神。
Slow to anger.
是不轻易发怒的神。
Abundant in loving kindness.
是有丰盛的慈爱的神。
And relent from doing harm.
而且还不愿意降灾难的神。
Amen. And look, and then verse 3-4.
然后看第三到四。
Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me.
所以说，耶和华，求你现在取走我的性命吧。
For it is better for me to die than to live.
因为我死了比活着更好。
How many of you sometime like that?
你们有没有这种经历
Oh God
神啊
I've had enough
我真受够你了
I've already prayed for so many months and so many years
我都祷告了这么多年这件事情
Not only have you done nothing
不光说你是什么都没做
But that person who's harming me is getting blessed
我那个最讨厌的人竟然受祝福了
Lord
主啊
I've had enough
我受够你了
Just let me die
你就让我死算了
How many of you sometimeThink like that.
你们有没有这样的滋味过
You see, we are all like Jonah.
其实我们都跟约拿是一样的
We just don't understand.
我们只是不明白
God's ways.
神的做法和作为
Whenever we are like that, we realize we're so far short of God's glory.
其实当我们那样的时候，我们已经是很亏欠了神的荣耀
Whenever we are like that, we realize we're so human.
当我们真的这样做的时候我们才发现我们真的只是一个人而已
We are so fallen
我们是如此堕落的人类
It should bring us to our humility
这个应该是让我们谦卑下来的事情
We should humble ourselves
是真的应该是打击到我们谦卑了
But obviously Jonah doesn't know that word humility
但是呢约拿这个人呢好像对谦卑两个字不太熟悉
He said let me die
所以他就喊要死了
It's better
他说还不如
To die than to live to stand witness your forgiveness
还不如我死了比活着好这样就能看到你有多恩慈了吧
It is out of that anger the Lord then say is it right for you to be angry
所以第四节呢耶和华就说你这样发怒对吗
God is saying to us is it right that you're so angry with me
你可以想象神这样对你说吗你这样发怒对吗
Do you know why you're so angry
你知道你发怒的内心的原因吗
See, God want you to see something is working something isDestroying your inside.
神想让你往你的里面看，到底是什么东西在腐蚀你
Something that does not belong to you. Something of your fallen nature is destroying you.
你里面有一个不属于你的东西，是那个堕落人类留下的东西，它现在在腐蚀你
How many of you now realize it's destroying your thoughts?
它能够腐蚀你的思想
You keep thinking about how bad you are.
你就开始想哇，我这么糟糕
Or how bad this is or how bad that is.
你就老是不停去批评各样的事情，批评人啊，批评事情啊。
And then when you go to bed, you keep thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking.
然后你在床上，你还继续想啊，继续生气啊，继续批评。
And you slowly spiral down.
然后你其实没有发现，你就是螺旋式的在陷入一种情绪一种里面。
And it begins continue to eat you away.
你会看到这种腐蚀，就一点点的在腐蚀到你的生命。
And you look towards God.
然后你还望着神。
It does the opposite.
你发现他既然按照反方向做事。
If that's happening to you, then you're like Jonah. You need to realize
there is something in you that God wants to deliver you.
如果你越祷告，然后事情越往反方向发展，你真的是该时间来好好看看自己的里面和自己的内心，看看到底是我里面藏着什么。
When God asking that question,
当神问这个问题的时候
，Is it right for you to be angry?
你这样发怒对吗
？Didn't answer God.
他没回答神
Instead,
反而呢
he just went out.
他就跑出去了
Verse 5 So Jonah went out of the city and sat at the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat under it under shade, till he might see what would become of the city.
来看看约拿是怎么反应的他出城了坐在城的东边在那里为自己搭了一座棚他坐在棚子的荫下又看看这个城里会发生什么事
Now, to understand this verse, you need to understand it from the Hong Kong mentality.
如果你要明白这个第五集的话你要当一个香港人你就真的能看出他的小心思
Really angry.
他很生气
He just go out.
他就气死了冲出去了
And he sat on top of the hill.
然后就坐到山上
看你顶谁
我就看你们这些人怎么死的
That's exactly how he
I'll see and watch and how you die.
That's how he felt.
他就是这种看着他们想看他们死的感觉
Somehow God's going to change his mind
他还是觉得有一天神终于会认识到他是我是对的
He's so angry with Ninevites He still wants them to be destroyed
他因为对尼尼微真的是很看不顺眼所以他就真的希望他们受到审判
In other words right, with Jonah he needs deliverance
其实真正需要释放的是约拿他自己
God tried to counsel him
神呢不停地在辅导他
Is it right for you to be angry?
还很温柔地辅导他说你这样发怒对吗然后他竟然
And he went out of the city
他竟然都不理神然后自己出城去然后说我要看看你们这些城的人怎么死的
Amen And then verse 6 And the Lord prepared, There's a second ordination He prepared a plant
那我们现在要看到一个新的事工主角出来，就是耶和华神呢，就安排了另外一个东西，就一颗蓖麻。
How many of you right realize? Wow, God uses a plant to deliver him.
你有没有想过，神竟然用一个蓖麻来处理约拿的问题
？And made it come over Jonah that it might be a shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant, but as the morning dawned.The next day, God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered.
耶和华神呢就安排了一颗蓖麻，使它生长高过于约拿，影子就能够遮盖他的头，使他免受苦难。然后约拿呢就因为这颗蓖麻大大的欢喜。次日的凌晨，神却安排了一条虫来咬这个蓖麻，以至于他又枯萎了。
This is how God dealt with him.
你看神怎么做事的
Oh, Jonah, you're so angry. Oh, I understand.
哦，约拿，我知道你好生气哦。我理解你，我共情你。
And then he grows a plant, isn't it? Let me just give you a bit of shade.
哦，然后他呢就给他一个蓖麻，说来来来，在日头之下，我乘乘凉。
I tell you, when we're angry, we slam the door, we kick the cat, and we feel better.
你知道像我们像孩子似的那种发气哦，你生气的时候，你恨不得就是摔门呐、啊，然后把你的猫踢死啊，然后你就发泄一下才舒服那种。
The cat hasn't done anything to you, and yet you feel better.
然后你的猫呢，就是其实也没对你做什么，但是你的猫就终于
Why when we angry, why do we do that? Slam the door.
然后你就甩你的门。
You feel better.
然后你觉得啊，甩了就舒服一点。
And then God said to you, sit down.
然后神就跟他说，坐下。
How you feel?
我知道你怎么感受的。
Put a tree around a plant over him. Ah,、oh, very nice.
然后就让这个
Jonah was happy.
然后就让这个植物呢能够盖住他的头，让他免受一些苦难。然后他当时就大大欢喜了。
Calm down.
他就终于不生气了。
Then third ordination, the worm came out.
然后第三个安排哈，第三个施工呢就来了一条虫。
And ate the plant.
然后他竟然把刚 刚刚给他遮过羊的那个蓖麻给吃掉了。
You see, the key verse here, it says, for his head to deliver him from misery.
Middle. 对，使他免受苦难，这个当时是那个蓖麻的作用。
Guess what? The word misery is ra.
你知道这里的苦难又是刚才我们说的这个词 ra.
God, basically, you should read it like this. For his head to deliver him from his evil.
其实呢，你可以这么来翻译，说让他免受邪恶。
So God is delivering the sin, the evil from Jonah using the plant and the worm.
所以啊，神是借着这个蓖麻和这个小虫，是让他能够让他能真的得释放，约拿得释放。
Initially to make him comfortable, but later to make him uncomfortable.
刚开始呢，让他有暂时的觉得舒服了一下，然后最后呢，又让他不舒服了。
You see, God will keep pushing us to the corner.
你说神会一直把你推推推推到你的绝境里面。
He will keep interfering your life.
他会不停的在干涉你的生活。
He will make you feel uncomfortable and unsettled.
他会让你又突然觉得不舒服了，又出了你的舒适圈了。
Because you have not understood.
因为你就是没明白啊。
Because you haven't done.
因为你就是没明白，看不清。
Or because you need deliverance.
或者是说你就是需要释放。
Amen.That's why as a Christian, sometimes our lives can feel very unsettled.
所以很多时候作为基督徒，我们可能一直都觉得我们的生命老是不稳定。
Even though we think we've done well for God.
就算有的时候又觉得好像哎呀对神做了点什么好
的事。But what we are focused on is not what God is focusing on.
但是我们的眼目和我们的专注力根本都不是神所专注的事情。
Jonah is so focused on the destruction of Nineveh. God is focused on him. God is focused on destroying the evil that is in him.
当时约拿整个的那个眼目就是在专注于尼尼微要怎么受审判这件事情，可是神的眼目却是专注在约拿的生命里面，要看看怎么来处理和释放约拿。
You see, what we focus on is may not be what God is focusing on.
所以你我今天我们自以为专注的事情，也许根本就不是神真正在专注的事情。
Well, I'm glad that God is focusing on the right things.
但我很感谢神，神的专注点真的是对的。
And so if this is happening in your life, right, perhaps God's hand is upon you.
很多时候你会发现我的生命中老是出现这样的事情，其实是神的手在你的身上做工。
Life is never quite right.
你老是说，哎呀，生命老是怎么哪里不对呢？
Amen. How many of us feel like that?
是不是经常都有这样的感受
？If only just that bit is right.
哎呀，就是那个点老是不对呢，每次。
Then I will have peace.
只要那个点搞定了，我就觉得我能平安了。
Then my life it will be perfect.
只要是那个点搞定了，我就觉得我人生就完整了。
But there's always something.
但是总是有那么一个点。
That making you unsettled.
总让你觉得不平安了。
It is the plant and the worm.
其实呢，就是那个蓖麻和那条虫。
Amen.Eating things away from you.
在里面慢慢的吃掉和腐蚀掉你的生命。
Taking away your comfort.
把你的那安比较安舒适区慢慢的拿走。
Taking away your complacency.
然后把你的那种感觉舒适舒服的地方自以为意自以为是的地方拿走。
So that you end up having to go to church.
所以你就觉得我要去教会。
So that you end up having to pray.
你就觉得我还不得不祷告了，不得不去教会了。
So that you end up having to read the Bible.
你觉得哎，我真的不得不拿出我的圣经，
然后好好读了。Because you're trying to take away this thing.
因为你很想把里面的蓖麻和虫给拿出来。
You are trying to make your life a bit more comfortable.
因为你就希望你的生命能够稍微舒服一点。
How many of you know it never comes?
你会发现，你就永远都不会那么舒服的。
Because the worm and the plant.
因为这里面的虫和这里面的蓖麻呢，就不会让你舒服的。
Amen. Out of his discomfort.
然后呢，就在出了这个舒适圈的时候。
Verse 9, God asks a second time.
然后我们又看看第九节，神又问这个问题哦。
Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?"
神对约拿说，你因为这颗蓖麻这样发怒，对吗
？This time about the plant.
这次呢，就怪到蓖麻的身上了。
The second time, God is now showing him, "Why are you angry with the plant?"
然后神就说：“你现在对一颗蓖麻这么生气，做什么
？”Because the plant, right, was giving me good shade. Now it's dead.
然后他说，他就抱怨说：“哦，那因为那个本来那个蓖麻是给我遮阳的，我还觉得挺好的。现在好了，死了。
Angry with some issues that going on in our life. Angry with your neighbor. Angry withYour pastor, or angry with something.
当你一生气的时候，你旁边的东西你都要怪，反正要找个东西怪。这里约拿就怪虫，然后你呢，你可以怪天、怪地啊，怪邻居啊，怪牧师啊，就是你到处怪就是了，反正不是你错。
So God
Why are you angry with your dog?
然后神就好像神在跟你说，你对你的狗生气做什么？
Why are you angry with that?
你对你的猫生气做什么？
What did they do?
他们对你做了什么？
And he said, Jonah said,
约拿说，
It is right for me to be angry, even to death.
他说，我发怒以至于死都是对的。
It's amazing, isn't it? This guy is amazing.
你发现这个约拿是不是好犟？
He's determined to die.
他宁可死都要这么犟下去。
And yet he still doesn't understand what God is trying to ask him.
但这个
Jonah, why are you angry first time?
他就是一直哦，虽然这么犟哦，他一直就是眼目就是看不到神到底想对他做什么。问了两次问题了都。
He didn't answer God.
他第一次的问题他都没有答询。
Then God makes it easier for him.
Second time, why are you angry with the plant?
然后第二次呢，神就说：“那你这一次又为什么又对蓖麻生气了呢？”
This time he answers.
然后这次他竟然回答了。
And that's what God wants.
神就是想让他回答。
That we answer back.
想让我们回答他的问题。
We acknowledge there is a problem.
就是我们明明知道我里面有问题。
Amen. It may take us years.
但是要花很多年。
Years and years.
好多年好多年。
To finally answer back.
才终于有了一份答案。
Yes, Lord, I'm angry.
你才说主啊我是生气的。
Even to death.
我气到死。
I'm fed up now.
我受够你了。
I'm fed up with church. I'm fed up with my life. I'm fed up with everything.
我受够教会的人了。我受够我的生命了。我受够了。什么事情我都受够了。
When I was young, I did this for you and I did that for you.
我年轻的时候我为你做了这个我为你做了那个。
Then you went angry quietly.
然后你就自己闷闷的生气。
And then the worm and the plant came.
然后那个虫和植物都来了。
Until you feel discomfort.
然后你就又开始觉得不舒服。
And then God comes out. Why are you angry?
神又问你。
I am angry.
然后神又问你，你为什么又生气了？哎呀，我什么都生气，我蓖麻也生气，什么也生气。
I tell you, when that happens.
然后当这种事情发生的时候，就是好消息到了。哎呀，你终于要被释放了。
Because you finally understood there is something that is bothering you.
你终于明白了，你里面有一个一直在你需要处理的东西。
This is the time to get rid of your religion.
你真的要放弃你的那个宗教主义的思想。
It's to become real before God.
你真的需要很真实的、赤裸裸的来到神的面前。
And I tell you, when that happens,
我知道当这样的事情发生时
you end up on your knees with tears.
你真的会真的是悔改啊、
Lord,
哭啊，在你的膝盖坐下。
I am just so angry.I'm just tired of this.
很复杂的情绪，又很失落呢，又很生气，反正眼泪直流。
Please help me.
然后你最后就说：“主啊，帮助我。”
So we don't know whether that happened to Jonah.
我们不知道是不是约拿最后有这么样的回应。等我们见到他的时候，我希望问他这个问题。
But this is the first time that God began to say to him, "Why are you angry?"
这是神问他的问题，你为什么会生气？
This time God gives him an explanation, and we'll end here.
那神呢最后其实有给约拿解释那我们也用这个经文来结束
Verse 10
第十节
But the Lord said You have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored nor made it grow which came up in the night and perished in the night
耶和华说这棵蓖麻你都没有为它操劳又不是你叫它长大的它一夜生成一夜枯萎你都尚且会爱惜那何况这尼尼微的大城呢
So how do you interpret this verse?
你怎么来看第十节
God is basically saying Jonah You are angry about nothing
他说约拿这么小的事情你都要生气
Nothing to do with the Ninevites
就这么小的蓖麻都跟尼尼微这种小事就大事无关的你都生气
You've done nothing for them
你又没为这个蓖麻做过什么
And they've done nothing for you
蓖麻也没对你做什么
Just like this plant.
这个蓖麻真的什么跟你没什么关系
What's it got to do with you?
它跟你一点关系都没有对吧
In other words, our anger has nothing to do with the issue.
换句话说你的生气其实跟这个蓖麻跟你所抱怨的那个人和事没点关系
Nothing to do with the person that you're angry with.
跟你抱怨的那个人其实没关系的
We are angry with a person, but God is saying it's got nothing to do with the person. That's why you're angry.
我们自认为是某某人叫我们很生气了。
We think the person is making. We think the person is making us angry, but God is saying no, has nothing to do with the person.
我们老是去怪那个人，就是那个人害得我这里现在成这个样子。
And here is the lesson.
跟他没关系。
We are angry with something or somebody, and God is saying got nothing to do with that.
所以我们很多时候也对一件事情生气，神说那个事情根本就没关系。
We are angry because something is making us angry.
我们生气是因为我们里面的那个东西叫我们生气的。
Rather than seeking justice, we should be seeking deliverance.
所以与其说我要公平公平公平，你不如说主啊，我需要释放。
How many of you agree with me?
你们同意这点吗？
Verse 11 said, "And should I not pity Nineveh, the great city?"
所以神才说，你都对蓖麻都是这样，更何况这尼尼微的大城呢？
If Jonah understood where his anger comes from, he should have not. He does he really matter to him whether Nineveh repents or not?
所以，如果约拿真的知道他的那个怒气的源头在哪里，他就会知道这个跟尼尼微大城是悔改还是不悔改，其实根本没有关系。
Whether they go to hell or get saved.Nothing to do with him.
他们就算是最后的审判也好，下了地狱，还是他们最后得救了悔改，这都跟其实跟约拿没关系。
So God is saying to Jonah, you have no reason to be angry.
所以神才对约拿说，这跟你无关，你要什么生气的？
Nineveh did not cause your anger.
尼尼微不是你真正生气的根源。
You cause yourself anger.
是你自己里面的那个东西，是你生气的根源。
And just like in the previous verse is saying.God wants to deliver him from his misery.
所以就像我们刚才所读到的经文一样，神是想释放他从苦难当中出来，
making us miserable.
所以他才让我们进入这种不舒服的环境。
It making me miserable.
让我们就很难受，很难过。
And God wants to deliver you from that misery.
但其实神想让你从这个苦难中间出来。
And the Hebrew uses the word ra.
然后圣经里这个原文讲的不是苦难，
that misery.Is evil.
是邪恶，是让你的邪恶被释放。
And God wants to deliver us from evil.
神要你们从邪恶里面被释放出来。
And finally, Jonah's name means dove.
最后，约拿的名字就是笨笨
dove
鸽子
which means someone who's gentle.
竟然被取名这个温柔的人。
Someone who's gracious.
一个很有恩慈的人。
Exactly the opposite.
就完全跟他我们今天读到他是不是完全相反，大相径庭。
Amen. They should have called someone could have should have named him as 老虎狮子。
应该给他取名叫老虎狮子啊，这么暴的火爆的一个人。
Should have called him lion tiger.
或叫他们是狮子啊都好。
But he's called little dove.
竟然给他取名叫白鸽。
Amazing.
好奇妙。
A person who's supposed to be gentle is angry.
本来是一个很温柔的一个人，竟然愤怒到这个地步。
There's another Jonah.
那还有一个约拿哦。
Called John.
叫做约翰。
The Apostle John.
叫是使徒约翰。
He's called the Apostle of Love.
他是叫做爱的使徒。
But when he first met Jesus, he was an angry man.
那他第一次遇到耶稣的时候，他也是个很火爆的人哦。
He wanted Jesus to cause fire to burn the village.
他当时跟说是耶稣主啊，你放火下来烧掉这个村子。
Amen.It has nothing to do with them.
其实跟他们都没关的。
It's to do something that is dominating our hearts.
其实是在我们里面的那个罪在作王。
And so may God deliver all of us.
所以愿神来亲自来释放我们里面的罪。
Lord Jesus, we are thankful for the lessons that we've learned from Jonah.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们从约拿的身上学了功课。
We need your deliverance.
我们需要你的释放。
To deliver us, Lord, from evil.
让我们从邪恶中释放出来。
To deliver us, Lord, that the evil that so work in our lives and messes up our thinking.
是因为这个邪恶，它让我们的生命混乱了，让我们的思想不清楚。
Our fallen nature is so far away from you.
我们的堕落的身体跟你真的差太远了。
Our flesh is so hostile to you.
我们的肉体竟然如此的跟你敌对。
So Lord, we pray that you deliver us.
主啊，我们祷告你释放我们。
And make us holy.
让我们再次圣洁。
Help us, O God, to not to walk in the flesh, but walk in the spirit.
主啊，让我们不要再走在肉体当中，而在你的灵里行走。
Father, Lord, deliver our minds.
主啊，你来释放我们的头脑。
Deliver our thinking.
释放我们的思想。
And we pray that today, Lord, we'll be renewed.
主啊，今天我们祷告我们的思想得以更新。
May we allow you.
让我们来允许你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Let's stand.
Amen. 让我们起立。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Barabakashi. I want you to focus.
我想要你专注。
On any issue that you're angry about.
来专注看看你一直在很生气的事情。
let the Lord ask you this question.
然后将神来问你这个问题。
Is it right that you are angry?
你如此的生气是应该的吗？
Ask the Lord to deliver us.
让神来处理我们。
Hallelujah. Let your eyes be focused on the temple.
让你的眼目专注在圣殿上。
For the presence of the Lord.
是为了看到神的荣耀和同在。
Now I just want you to remember today.
我想让你今天记住。
Every time when you are in misery.
每次当你觉得不开心的时候。
Because of your anger.
因或者是你生气的时候。
You look back and see Jonah.
你回去看看约拿的这一生命。
And then you cry out.
然后你向神呼求。
Lord help me.
主啊帮助我。
Deliver me.
来释放我。
From this misery.
让我从这苦难中出来。
Your light is on the sparrow. And your hand in comfort.Me from the ends of the earth to the depths of my heart, let your mercy and grace be seen. You call me to your purpose as angels understand.
Love and grace demand, and I
Holy Spirit, we ask you, God, that during this week,
主啊，我们祷告，圣灵啊，你在我们这一周，
that you set us free from the works of the flesh,
来释放我们从肉体的工作中出来。
Especially, O God, when we have no reason to be angry.
主啊，特别是在我们无理由的发怒之时。
Deliver us, Lord.
释放我们。
Deliver us from this misery.
释放我们从这苦难，从这邪恶中出来。
From this evil that works within us.
从在我们里面的这邪恶中释放出来。
So that our minds and our hearts may be set free.
让我们的心和我们的头脑都得以释放。
And Lord, that we be able to see things in your way.
让我们能够真的从你的角度开始看问题。
That may grace.And may love, Lord, ooze out from our hearts.
让我们里面的爱和恩典真的从里到外的流淌出来。
That our minds can only think of the good.
让我们的头脑里只能看到那正面的东西。
That we may be in peace.
让我们在里面真有平安。
And that we may have the joy.
让我们里面真有喜乐。
I just pray, Lord.
主啊，我们祷告。
That there's so much to be in that we can complain about.
真的，生命中有很多那种可以去抱怨、埋怨的事情。
But we choose.To have the mind of Christ.
但是我们却选择要有以耶稣的心为心。
We choose to see things that the way you see it.
让我们选择能够从你的角度去看问题。
So I ask you, Lord, to bless us.
主啊，你今天来这样祝福我们。
Bless our family.
祝福我们的家人。
Bless our job and our businesses.
祝福我们的生意，我们的工作。
Bless our studies.
祝福我们的学习。
I ask you, God, to keep us safe.
主啊，你来保护我们，让我们有安全。
Whenever we leave the house,
不管我们出门也好，
wherever we go,
不管我们去到哪里也好，
let your presence be with us.
主啊，你的同在跟我们一起。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告的话，可以到前面来。